Today we are going to read from Gospel according to Luke, chapter 23. Last few verses, 50 through 53, I read from NASB. Also following that, we are going to read from Synoptic Gospel, Matthew and Mark. Also to shed some light, we read from John's Gospel as well. Verse 50, and a man named Joseph, who was a member of the council or Sanhedrin, a good and righteous man, he had not consented to their plan and action. A man from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who was waiting for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in the linen cloth and laid him in a tomb cut into the rock where no one had ever lain. Let's go to Matthew chapter 27, verse 57 through 60. Now, when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. Now let's read Mark chapter 15, 42 through 46. And when evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council Sanhedrin, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage, went to Pilate, and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that he should have already died. And summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. And Joseph bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance to the tomb. Now, John chapter 19, John also writes in his own way this event, 38 through 42. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission, so he came and took the body of Jesus. And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. In 21st century, that amount around 72 pounds. Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen cloth with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. Now, in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So, there they laid Jesus because of the Jews' preparation day, for the tomb was nearby. Though this year's Easter day falls on next month, April 9th, but today, following our daily Bible reading schedule, we'll read and listen to what the Lord Jesus, through His Holy Spirit, speak to us. We are at the last part of three series of the great title, Who is Fit for the Kingdom of God? Who enters Kingdom of God? Who is a true disciple of Jesus Christ? That the same meaning. In the Kingdom of God, true disciple of Jesus Christ, fitting for the Kingdom of God, all they meant same thing. True child of God. The third part of this series is the last one also. Here, after the death of Jesus, in other words, the complete humiliation of Jesus Christ, while all other disciples of Jesus Christ, all other apostles except Judas Iscariot, who went on commit suicide, the 11 apostles hid themselves for fear of the Jews. But here, until the death of Jesus, Joseph of Arimathea, one of Sanhedrin members, another member, Nicodemus, both were secret followers of Jesus Christ. In other words, secret disciples of Jesus Christ while Jesus was alive. But after Jesus' death, in other words, after payment of their sins, Jesus' death is payment for Joseph's sin, Nicodemus' sin. God accepted payment, punishment of two secret disciples' sins. In God's eyes, they are now not guilty. But neither Joseph nor Nicodemus was aware of that. They are completely forgiven by the death of Jesus Christ. Because in God's heavenly tribunal, the death sentence upon Joseph and Arimathea, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, because of their sins, executed not upon their bodies, but upon the body of Jesus Christ. But here, without recognizing such serious, crucial, but precious theological thought, out of their pure reverence for the dead body of their admirer, Rabbi Jesus, they came. Especially Mark, verse 46 said, he took courage, boldly went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus Christ. They showed their utmost respect, honor for the body of Jesus Christ. in the bottom of their heart, they believed Jesus was Son of God, Messiah. So, they expected the final resurrection of Jesus Christ when God finally established kingdom of God centering on Israel on earth. They expected such a resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, according to Jewish custom, Joseph and Nicodemus prepared well ahead of time. Sometime in the middle of afternoon, on the day Jesus was crucified, Jesus was suffering, in the middle of Jesus' suffering. But these two men went ahead and prepared for imminent death of Jesus Christ and for his burial ceremony. While Jesus, apostles all hiding themselves for the fear of the Jews. But in God's eyes, these two men, their sins are completely forgiven. Not because they serve revealed dead body of Jesus Christ, no. Because of the factual crucifixion, death of Jesus Christ. From eternity, God made pact with his own son Jesus. From eternity, Jesus was slain Lamb of God. But in history, it took place on that day and 3 p.m. after long 6 hours excruciating pain, Jesus gave up his spirit to God the Father's hand. That moment, whoever believes in Jesus, their sins are forgiven. Here, Joseph and Nicodemus, their sins are already few hours ago forgiven the moment Jesus gave up his spirit into the hand of God. That moment, finally, the death completely captured Jesus' body. That moment, punishment for the sins of Nicodemus and Joseph are completely paid off by Jesus' death. And in God the Father's eyes, both Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea are forgiven sinners because they put their trust in the Son of God. Here they appeared with boldness, with courage. Even Joseph boldly went to Pilate asking Pilate's permission so that he could take Jesus' dead body away to bury him into his own new tomb. It's amazing. Without their knowledge, acknowledgement in Heavenly Father's realm, tribunal, court, these two men's sins are completely forgiven. How much of their sins? Their sins in their future until the moment of their respective death. No matter how many times they are going to commit sins against God, even those sins are forgiven few hours ago at the moment the death of Jesus Christ. Here, by the pure grace of God, both of them prepared few hours before Jesus' death. their own respective way for imminent burial ceremony of Jesus Christ. Running out of time, because that is preparation day, is almost coming to an end. They had to hurry, but they prepared for several hours. Joseph, he bought pure, clean linen shroud. For Nicodemus, he bought almost 72 pounds. That is not insignificant, the huge amount of mixture of spice, myrrh, whole balsam, and aloes. And they got permission, actually, Joseph got permission from Pilate. And both of them came back to Golgotha and took the body of Jesus Christ down and then wrapped his limb by limb with clean white linen shroud, while Nicodemus spraying the mixture of his preparation, myrrh and aloes. Then they moved the body of Jesus Christ in honorable way and enter to the new tomb where no one had yet been laid, because Joseph of Arimathea, sometime in his life, he moved his residence from his birthplace, Arimathea, to Jerusalem, and he bought small garden in the slope of Mount Olive, and he hewed down huge rock, and inside the rock he made his own future tomb. So it was a new tomb. New tomb for the rich man like Joseph. But here they laid Jesus. John carefully said, they laid Jesus. John didn't say, they laid corpus of Jesus. John said, they laid Jesus. And Luke said, they wrapped body in a linen cloth. They laid him. Didn't say they laid it, but they laid him. Specifically in Greek grammar, it is third singular masculine. Him in a tomb cut into the rock where no one had laid. Now, we read from all four Gospels. The last moment of Jesus' burial. None of Jesus' appointed apostles were there, but his secret followers. While he was alive, they were afraid. They were cowards. But after his death, they became bold. They became public disciples of Jesus Christ. Thank God for their courage. Thank God for their reverence for the body of Jesus Christ. Thank God for for their belief in the Son of God. Even Son of God was dead, still, they did not diminish their belief in Jesus as Son of God. So, they continued to show their utmost respect for the body of Jesus. By doing so, without knowing, they accomplished the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 9, and they made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich his tomb, although he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Prophecy of Jesus' death, burial in the tomb with the rich, and Joseph of Arimathea took the honor to fulfill Prophet Isaiah's prophecy. And God rewarded him for his courage while Jesus' appointed apostles are hiding for fear of the Jews. But here, Joseph and Nicodemus, they became bold witnesses of Jesus' death. At the same time, they expected resurrection of Jesus on the last day, as all other Jews believed, when kingdom of God establishes, all their dead bodies will be raised up from the dead. They believed such resurrection of the last day. By doing so, without knowing, they expected imminent resurrection of Jesus Christ. Just the third day after such burial ceremony, Jesus will resurrect from the dead. But Joseph and Nicodemus, they had no idea about such imminent resurrection of Jesus' body. Yet, their faith in resurrection was fact, real. Their respect, their belief in Jesus as Son of God was real. Their belief in Jesus as Messiah appointed by God was real. And God honored by His pure grace, offering them honorable position to attend the last, lowest part of Jesus' self-humiliation, going down to the tomb, being laid by these two disciples. By doing so, these two disciples receive most honorable position among all Jesus' disciples, past and future. What? Witnessing, preparing Jesus' humiliation and imminent exaltation, that is, imminent resurrection from the dead, just third day. What do we learn from this event? Very simple. Do we have the courage to show our faith in Jesus Christ when it really cost us our all social status, all our economic loss, all human relationship, all losing our faith, whatever after the death of Jesus Christ, these two secret disciples became bold and ready to face any kind of loss, persecution, because by the grace of God, their heart is filled with faith, living faith in the Son of God, by showing their purest, most honorable respect for the body of Jesus Christ, witnessing Jesus' lowest part of self-humiliation and preparatory work for his imminent future exaltation, starting with resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah! The grace of God is always preceding his children's reverent, loving obedience to his word. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for courage, reverence shown by these two now bold disciples of Jesus Christ. They witnessed Jesus' death, and later on, they witnessed Jesus' resurrection. That is a pure grace of God granted to them to have saving, living faith in Jesus as Messiah and Son of God. That is Father's will for every believer to put their trust in Father sent great apostle Jesus Christ. May all of us become bold enough to lose everything by putting our faith in the risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer from our sins and misery. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.